Former Vice President and U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden released his tax records to the public on Tuesday, just hours before meeting President Donald Trump on stage in Cleveland, Ohio, for their first of three debates before the November 3rd presidential election. Biden's timing highlighted a New York Times story published Sunday about tax information that President Trump has shielded from the public for years. The story showed that Mr. Trump had paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he won the presidency, and the same for his first year in office. While Mr. Trump professes to be a billionaire, the sum he paid in income tax is less than many middle-class households pay on a regular basis. By contrast, Biden's returns show that he and his wife Jill paid a hefty $299,346 in federal income taxes for 2019. While Biden is expected to focus on the Trump taxes, Mr. Trump is expected to lean on his narrative that Biden is senile and needs help getting through the debate. Mr. Trump has repeatedly demanded that Mr. Biden take a drug test before or after the debate. On Tuesday, the Trump campaign demanded that Biden also be checked for a secret earpiece, presumably to give him answers in the debate. A Biden campaign manager called that idea absurd. Meanwhile, Biden has maintained about a 7 percentage point advantage for weeks over Mr. Trump in national polls, but the race is closer in several key battleground states, which raises the possibility that Mr. Trump could once again lose the popular vote, as he did in 2016 against Hillary Clinton, and still win enough state electoral votes to claim victory in the election. There are estimates that 100 million Americans will watch the debate either on television